Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OP Show with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Bears 17, Packers 13. Bears improved to 5-6. Very much alive in the playoff chase, which is pretty unbelievable to say, but that is the reality. It's Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. 312-981-7200. That is our phone number. That is our text line. We start the 11 o'clock hour with Who Brought It? It is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. You know what to bring. Who wants to take Who Brought It? Hamp?
Oh, it's got to be Tracy Porter on defense. You know, hey, we can throw all these bouquets at Cutler, but hey, guess what? That Aaron Rodgers, last time we checked, he's still the goods, and tonight the defense was able to really frustrate him. But nobody more than Tracy Porter, who had four pass breakups, but he was such a factor with his coverage. And I got to tell you, you know, Rodgers just got to where he was almost gun shy even going at him. So Porter was the guy tonight.
Hey, because this is a passing league, okay? That's what it's evolved into. And to me, one of the most important stats, and there's a ton of them, folks, is the average gain per pass play. To me, that really tells the story. Aaron Rodgers, this has to be his all-time low, 4.2-yard average.
It's the worst game he's ever played in Lambeau.
4.2, folks. That is horrifically horrific.
62.4 quarterback rating, yeah. Too, which you then, know, is horrendous, yeah, for.
Right, and let me tell you here, the other stat on the Bears side, if you were to look and somebody said the Bears had 12 penalties for 95 yards, did they win or lose the game?
Lost.
There'd be no doubt, not one person would say they won the game. So that's an unbelievable stat. But this one, especially for Aaron Rodgers, folks, when you look at it, this is one of the most key stats in a game. Average gain per pass play, that'll tell you who won the game.
I also want to give some credit, by the way, to 31, Chris Brzezinski.
He had a huge game. He made the big fumble recovery, right? Is that where you're going with it, Mark?
He did the strip, yeah.
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Johnny.
I was going to throw in 37, Bryce Callahan, too. I mean, these guys, undrafted, and out of nowhere, making plays.
And remember, I was telling you guys this about a month ago, that Ed Donatell, he's a guy that it just makes magic happen with a bunch of nondescript players, guys that were cast-offs and free agents. He's making some magic. And once again, four out of the last five games, this defense that starts Shea McClellan, has only allowed one touchdown per game. That I cannot believe it.
That's amazing.
And the other one was against Denver last week where they got two. And guess what? One of those was an 80-yarder by Demaryius Thomas.
312-981-7200. Joe in Plainfield joins Hamp and OB with Kaz on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, my question is, when's the last time the Bears actually won on Thanksgiving, much less played?
It was 1992. We beat the.
So Jay Cutler hadn't even gone through puberty yet.
Yeah, 92. I mean, that's 23 years ago.
Who did we beat? We beat the Detroit Lions. Yeah,
we beat Detroit in Detroit by I think maybe 8 points, something like that.
10-6 was the final.
But it's been a long time.
10-6.
This is only the.
10-6 was the final in Detroit that year.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, this doesn't happen very often anymore, and man, we're going to savor this one. But
I mean, this is like the football equivalent of Halley's Comet.
Yes.
Every 76 years.
Hey, Joe, you know what, though? It was great to see our 10 defensive players play 11 Green Bay Packers tonight, and they won. They won awesome. 10 on 11.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was, you know, something going on here. I couldn't figure out what was happening.
Well, yeah, it was awesome.
Here's the best thing that all of us can, and if you're not believing now, you should believe. Because it is so obvious, and again, I'll say it and I can't repeat it enough, that we've got finally a coaching staff that has the ability to reach these players and have them buy into this program. This is what you're seeing, folks. They're buying in. And the guy that bought in the most is Cutler, and they're rallying around Cutler. Because if they didn't, you would have seen what we've seen the last several years, year after year after year here.
Where they give up.
Okay? These guys, these kids are going down fighting. Some of them, I don't even know how they're in the league. It's beyond my belief. But they're here. But I'll tell you what, that's the great thing here, folks. Finally, we've got a coaching staff that we can believe in. And there's no doubt in my mind that these young kids do have bought totally and completely into this system. Let's see where it takes us. We're going to play some really bad football teams coming up. A couple of them at home. Real quick here. Let's see what happens.
Hey, here,
you never know.
Here's what I will say, though. For the first time, too, John Fox did the right thing on 4th and 1. Mark Carmen, why didn't he go for it?
I
said because you – no, I'm saying you play the percentages. That's your job as a head coach. Last week he didn't do it the right way. This week he said, look, I'm going to trust my defense to stop Aaron Rodgers, who's supposed to be the biggest hotshot in the world. And the defense did, a little closer than I would like it to be. But the defense did it, and that goes a long way too, Ed – because now these guys know that he truly believes that they can do it in that moment.
312-981-7200, that is the phone number. I just asked the question, by the way. And also, as far as Fox is concerned, when you, hey, listen, you make a terrible move like you did.
Let's get to Frank.
Just
get to Frank.
Just
Mark.
Own it. Just
you made a mistake, Johnny, and
start,
move on.
Giving the
you're mumbling and you're jumbling.
Like
you
speaking,
sound like this. Blah, 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 blah. Just go to the next caller, please.
Speaking very clearly. Very
move on, Shay.
Johnny Fishbone.
That is rough. Frank in Streamwood, you're on 720 WGN. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I've been against this number 50 since he came on the team. And once again, tonight was just shows how he cannot play. During your newscast, I happened to skip over a couple stations, and the coach of the Chicago Bears made the comment saying, well, boy, are they glad he's back on the field. He's fought through a knee injury, and he's playing. He's calling signals like nobody else can. The guy, he made him into the next Mike Singletary.
Who said this?
Unbelievable. Fox, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Just heard
Frank, all I
ago.
Can tell you, that if you or anybody else, and I'll say it again, had taped this game, you watch him play football.
I watched him the whole game. I hardly watched anything else. I kept my eyes on him the whole game. He's horrid.
Doesn't
attack.
I have no idea what this kid's doing in the National Football
the head coach
League.
Seems
none.
To think
absolutely
the head coach
none.
Seems to think he's wonderful.
Yeah, but you,
I'm telling you, he just said it a few minutes ago.
Frank, you can't trust anything that John Fox. I appreciate the phone call. Frank, you can't trust anything John Fox says. He'll never say the truth, right? I mean, what he says is generally completely irrelevant.
Well, if he continues along these lines, praising Shea McClellan's play, then he has no credibility on any level. And he better understand that. Because let me tell you something. If I could, I'd pay $5,000 to go up there and watch the film with this team. And and I'd like to sit in that room and hear what they say after they watch this horror movie. I mean, the way this kid is beaten on the snap of the ball, he's standing up. All the things that you are taught as a kid, it's so antithetical. It's just crazy. I can't watch him anymore.
You heard Chris Collinsworth, the color commentator on television, say, well, one of the criticisms is that with Shea McClellan, he doesn't come up. He doesn't come and fill a gap. He doesn't come up and attack. Not only does he not do that, somebody takes him on, they turn him.
It's like he goes into a fetal position.
Folks,
he doesn't fight pressure.
They're giving him credit for 10 total tackles, 5 solos, and I say hogwash.
How?
That's called piling on and then grabbing the guy, you know,
hence
worming down and
jumper.
Hanging on the pile jumper.
the defensive star of the game is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. It's not Shea McClellan at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. We gave credit to Tracy Porter. Who else do you want to give some credit
Jarvis
to?
Jarvis Jenkins, early in the game, the Green Bay Packers, in their arrogant manner, did not respect this, and they went for it on 4th and 2 right around the 50-yard line. And, folks, let me just tell you, that's when somebody basically comes up and slaps you in the face and laughs at you when they go for it on 4th and 2 the first drive of the game. And you know what? Jarvis Jenkins made a hell of a play, knifing down and hitting Lacy in the backfield and stopping him for no gain, getting us the ball back.
And another kid we got to give some sugar to is Lamar Houston. He had 7 total tackles tonight, 6 solos, had a sack, and had 2 tackles for losses. So, you know, this is a guy that, you know, did the dumb thing last year celebrating and blows his ACL out. He's played pretty well the last few
Willie
weeks.
Willie Young had a sack, and he was active.
Everything we're saying here is good, and it's right, and it's true. There's one guy. If he doesn't play again like he's done week after week after week, and that's Cutler, and it seems to me he's just getting stronger and stronger, we don't win, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
We're not even in the game. If he doesn't show and play the way he has played, stayed in that pocket, I mean, he's playing unbelievable football.
Steps up, slides up, makes the read, and throws the ball.
17-13, Bears beat the Packers. They're 5-6, which is actually reason to celebrate when you start 0-3 and you've had some losses that should have been victories. 312-981-7200. Yes, Obi?
Yeah, I was going to say, Frank, that was a good call. Good observation.
Absolutely. And we've got locker room interviews. We've got Adam Hoge from Lambeau. A lot to do. We're with you till midnight, so it's going to be jam-packed the rest of the way here on 720 WGN. This week on Chicago's Best, get ready for a fiesta because Brittany and Elliot are going to find the best Mexican eats and treats. Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
And it is intercepted at the 45-yard line. Tracy Porter. So after 3 plays, net 3 first downs, Rodgers, who's thrown only 3 picks all season until now, throws one here.
720 WGN, Happen will be with Kaz, presented by Chevy Drives, Chicago.com. Jay Cutler, his first win at Lambeau Field, now 1-4, 19 of 31. You know what impressed me tonight, too? The guy is under pressure. He's sidestepping. His footwork's way better. He's shaking off would-be tacklers, and he's making accurate throws. I mean, the guy really, he's not getting a ton of help out there, right?
No, he's not. And he's keeping everything alive. I mean, the football, I mean, I couldn't stand this kid. I couldn't even stand to look at him with his jerk face and his attitude.
Well, and he'd hold the football in one hand. Now he has it in two hands.
It's just, I mean, he was such a, it was hard to, the kid was hard to take. This year, I'll tell you what, and the only answer I find is this John Fox and Gase and Pace. That's all I see. This kid is totally bought in. What a different human being. On that football field and on the sideline, totally, completely different person.
Before we get to the phones, and OB, I think you'll find this interesting. In the pregame, when I predicted the Bears to win tonight, and I said I just had this feeling, Jay Cutler was going to be the star, and this was the night that he actually was going to put to bed all the demons. The 1923 game that was last played on Thanksgiving in Green Bay. I told you, I looked up a few things about what happened in 1923. Remember Yankee Stadium? Blah, blah, blah. But it was also the year they discovered insulin for diabetics. 1923. And I'm thinking, now think about that. Of all,
yeah, that's
then,
really, I mean, it's
and
like
then Jay
fate
Cutler
almost,
now,
isn't
and
it?
The,
right,
a
right.
Diabetic quarterback for the band. And then that. I just said, this is, I mean, this is unbelievable. Maybe that is kind of like a good omen. And boom.
Well, why didn't you tell me that? I'd have sent somebody out to Vegas
with
a bucket full of money.
Yeah,
with
everything you had,
why
right?
Why didn't you say something before?
Because I knew Shea McClellan was starting.
Yeah,
because
it was still 10 on 11, right? We had our 10 defensive players and him against the Packers 11 starters.
And I guarantee you get one of those rare moments. Let me know, will you?
Hey, I'll guarantee you a couple of things. Number one, the Bears had better start – taking a long look at the fact that they're playing this kid, and try to find an answer somewhere else, because there's a better answer somewhere.
And stop the rhetoric about how great it is to have him back, because you're making your whole organization look like liars. Because that's
play.
A lie. That's a bold-faced lie to tell anybody that knows anything about football that this kid's a player.
And the next game the Green Bay Packers play, Mike McCarthy will be calling plays again. You watch.
Yeah,
you mark my words.
I buy into that. I'll buy into that.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Bears beat the Packers 17-13.
You know, the one play I didn't like out there, one call today I didn't like, and that's when they called a quarterback keeper.
Yeah.
Where he faked like a belly running in, and he took
the
ball.
Option. It was an option.
Yeah.
It was a read option.
Listen, Gase, if he goes down, we're done. Don't call that play again, please.
David, do not
call that play again.
Yeah. And you know what? I understand in the big picture, you want defenses to have to account for that, you know, the quarterback keeping and be able to have to practice against it and all that. But my goodness, I mean, you cannot afford to take, you know, your quarterback out there on the corner and let him get, you know, some shots on him.
Sometimes, you know, when they take off when they got to run, you know, dropping back, that's enough. But my Lord, don't call that play.
Have him go around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
because they got linebackers that know how to
hit. $20 million that you're putting at risk there every time you run that
and
play.
And if he goes down, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
David fails.
A quick time, I will get into news, and then we'll get out to Lambeau Field, hear from Adam Hoge, and hopefully we'll hear from the winning quarterback tonight, his first time at Lambeau Field, Jay Cutler. A lot to do, a half hour to do it. 312-981-7200. Hampton will be with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
We're not out of this, folks. Not yet.
Hey, Hampton OB is sponsored by GenosEast.com, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group as well. It's been very rough in here tonight. One Glenn Kozlowski is just really having a good time. Johnny Fishbone. All right, 11:30. The news is sponsored by Howard Orloff Volvo. Bears beat the Packers, if you're just joining us, 17-13. Jay Cutler, you can't say he never won at Lambeau Field. He did it tonight.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OP Show with Kaz. Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Oh, another fascinating news conversation in the studio here. Bears beat the Packers 17-13.
Sometimes those conversations are better than what goes on now.
This is true. 17-13. Thank you. Bears beat the Green Bay Packers here on 720 WGN with you till midnight. Let's bring in our guy from Lambeau Field, Adam Hoge, who predicted a 23-20 Bears win, which is not exactly correct, but pretty darn close.
Close enough.
Yeah, right there. Adam, I saw Jay Cutler cradle the football walking off the field. This is a big night for six, and they certainly don't win tonight without another stellar performance from Cuddy. He was big time.
No question, guys. And give him a lot of credit. Coming up on a short week, his daughter was born on Monday. Just from a life standpoint, that can't be easy. He credited quarterbacks coach Dow Loggins for getting them ready this week. Bears had another decent game plan, but you know what? Cutler was also very honest after the game that offense didn't play all that well for a lot of this game. They were a little bit better in the red zone, two big red zone strikes and into the end zone when they needed it, but they also came up short on one that really could have given them a good cushion in this game. But overall, good enough to win. To me, guys, the story is really the defense. Once again, another game where they only gave up one touchdown. It's pretty impressive.
Hey, Adam, I'm trying to figure out how they do it, too, only playing 10 players and then number 50.
Yeah, a lot of people weren't happy with Shea tonight, huh?
Well, if you have a chance to go back and watch the film, it'll set football back, you know, 5 years.
Just watch him. Yeah. ISO
it's
on
just
him.
Incredible. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where it doesn't just kind of like show up here and there. We find ourselves all watching him in horror saying, how is he on the field? But all that being said, you're exactly right. Tracy Porter with the pick, the four pass defenses defended was stellar. Enough from the pass rush to kind of fluster Aaron Rodgers. But you know what? On the offensive side, it was a miserable night for any offense when we saw the Packers struggle. But Alshon Jeffrey showed up enough to make some plays to help keep the Packers from, you know, running those corner blitzes on us all night. But not only that, Jeremy Langford, he had a couple of big drops. There's no question the kid has got to make those catches. But, you know, I hate to say it, but I don't know how healthy Forte was. But Jeremy Langford looks like the more dangerous weapon at this point.
Yeah, running the football, he was the better running back tonight. 12 carries for him, 48 yards for an average of 4 yards per carry. Forte only averaged 2.9 yards per carry. So, again, yeah, maybe the health played into that. Not completely sure, but Langford, at least running the football, was fine. He's got to eliminate those drops because if you can't catch the ball, you're not going to see the field as much. But you know what? You know, Jeffrey gutted it out, 90 yards for him on 7 catches, a decent enough game. As I suspected, he looked better than he did a couple weeks ago in St. Louis, and getting those few extra days to rest probably helped him. But guys, defensively, and you know, I'll have to go back and watch Shea a little bit closer. I'm sure those struggles will show up. I thought the back four played tremendous. I really did. The corners were good. Kyle Fuller is quietly coming along, and the way you notice that is they're not throwing at him too much. So that's got to be a good sign. And then, you know, look, I've never heard of Chris Pruszynski until a couple months ago, but for him to step in the way he has and play okay.
Hey, Adam.
Credit Vic Fangio.
Better than okay. That was a game-changing moment where, you know, Amos comes up and hits the Lacy, and then he comes from behind and basically just gives him a shot, and he fumbles. And, I mean, that was the moment, because at that point that was about a 25-yard run that he just reeled off, and then he fumbled it. I mean, that was a huge play. That changed everything for the Bears.
Well, here.
Guys, go ahead.
Adam, I think – when you look at this game and the prior and all the prior games, you know, and the one thing I just can't get out of my mind is the change in the attitude from years gone by. In tough situations, we folded like an accordion. I mean, people were diving for foxholes, coaches, everybody. It was horrible. Horrible. 1 year. 1 year with the new GM, new head coach, a couple of very respectable offensive and defensive coordinators, and some good position coaches, and they've got kids who some of them have never played before. I don't know how many new guys are on this football team, and they got them cooking. They got them believing. So if it's one thing, Adam, that I believe happened from this to many of other horrible years we've had here, is finally we bought into something. These kids believe. They now believe that they can do it, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, no, you hit it right there on the head, OB, because, look, I was here at Lambeau last year and losing 55-14 where you're getting killed at halftime, and that locker room, you could just tell. I mean, they didn't trust the coaches. They didn't trust each other. It was a mess. And this year's completely different. I don't know that the talent's all that much better. Really, if you look at the roster up and down,
it's terrible.
All that different.
The difference is, Adam, is this. They're believing. And I'm telling you, when you believe in something, and I don't know how many of these kids are going to be around. You know, we got several more games to go, and who knows what could happen. But I'll tell you what, kudos to George McCaskey, really, for making the move, getting rid of him, getting rid of that GM that we had, and taking the time and patience to find a Pace, and Pace looking at John Fox when he was available, and Fox bringing in Gase and Fangio. I don't know. I don't think it gets too much better than that. And the proof is in the pudding. Kids are playing tough.
Injury report brought to you by the Rogers Auto Group in the New South Loop. Adam, how the Bears come out?
They came out clean. There wasn't a single injury to report today, either during or after the game.
Well, that's good news. And the locker room interviews are sponsored by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. Anything highlighted from the locker room interviews, which we won't get a chance to play tonight up against the clock at midnight here, Adam?
Well, just a lot of what we've been talking about, to be honest. The players are echoing
a lot of what OB was just talking about, how these guys believe in each other. You know, on a short week like this, lean on each other to get the work in and get it done. And, you know, that gets back to my prediction before the game, guys. It was more of a feeling than anything else. I don't know how logically you can look at this matchup and pick the Bears to win. But the reason I did was just I have the benefit of being in that locker room this week. And on Tuesday, I was just really taken aback by the confidence coming off a tough loss to the Broncos. Just the confidence and the desire. You knew that the guys that have been in this locker room the last couple of years are sick and tired of losing to this Green Bay Packers team, and they're sick and tired of hearing about how they keep losing. So it was a determined bunch, and I think that showed up today in the game.
Hey, one thing that it really kind of strikes me is the running game in particular. It was enough tonight, barely enough, but ever since they made the switch to put Grissou, the third-round draft pick, the rookie, Honus Grissou, back in and move Slauson back to guard, I got to tell you, and you'll see it in the film, boy, he really struggled tonight. I mean, he was just power slammed many, many, many times by B.J. Raji. Has there been any kind of whispers about maybe going back to the Slauson at center lineup?
I don't think so, because Vladimir Dukas was pretty bad when he was in there. So I think that they are probably going to be determined to kind of get their third-round draft pick better rather than going to that route. And one thing I did catch in the locker room, guys, was John Fox walking by Honus Grissou. And yeah, even after a win, you could tell Grissou probably realized he had struggled a little bit, and he just said, hey, or Fox said to him, hey, we're going to get better. We're going to get better. So just a little bit of a pickup there after the game. And I understand it. He needs to get better, and he's probably – but remember, guys, he wasn't supposed to be playing right now. Will Montgomery was supposed to be the center this year. And it was, I think it was supposed to be more of a redshirt year for Honus Grissou.
Well, he's got to get stronger.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't – I mean, it's the National Football League. You're either able to play or you're not. Mm-hmm. I mean, the redshirt year, I get what you're saying, but that just seems like such a waste.
Guy got mauled tonight.
I mean, he was just the penetration that the one technique was getting, or the nose was getting on him, it was just ugly. I mean,
I thought too. He's got to be better. No question.
Adam, great stuff. We'll read you at WGNradio.com. Adam Hoag's Bears blog. Thank you. I can speak. That is a destination you should have bookmarked. You should be living. Obi, what's going on over there?
he's spilling like crazy, and you gave no help over there, Johnny.
I'm spilling water. Out of the cup.
Hoag, you should be here right now, because what you got to witness during your interview was just absolutely spectacular.
I'm not going to have a chance to get electrocuted here.
I don't know.
Hey, 9,000 Adam, wires I was the one that was in jeopardy of getting electrocuted.
In a metaphor for the Green Bay Packers, they're leaking water over here.
I mean, we got a tidal wave going on in the studio.
My Lord.
Adam, we'll talk to you a week from Sunday, my friend.
All right, you guys stay safe in that road.
Thank you. Obi, what is going on over
there?
We
got 50 wires going around. I don't know. I can't stop spilling water.
Well, you gave no help, Mark.
That's not true.
You have all the napkins here, and you just sat there.
Well, first of all, I couldn't really see what was going on. You were right there.
Did you see Hampton? He backs away from the table and all the electrical cords. He said, okay, OB, you handle it.
Yeah.
My dear friend. It reminds me, I'm not going to ask you to come over and help with the Christmas lights.
that was spectacular. All right, Bears beat the Packers 17-13. Still got the drive of the game to do for you, and we'll do the next game preview, which it's not for a while, but which is a great opportunity for the Bears to get rested up and get some guys even healthier than they are today.
And they came out healthy, which is really, in that kind of weather, that's tough to not be banged up a little bit, so that's impressive.
Hey, damn it, they went up there in a tough, tough situation, and the bottom line is those kids, they went out there and they took care of business.
If you're on hold, by the way, stay in there. We will get to you before we get out here at midnight. It is Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears beat the Packers 17-13, 720 WGN.
Yeah, I think, you know, it wasn't so much about who we were playing or where we were playing. It was more about us. And I think I think even though we've lost some close games, I think they've gained some confidence in those experiences. And then, you know, now it was finally nice to be able to convert one of those, close contests against a very worthy opponent.
There you go, little John Fox. Bears beat the Green Bay Packers 17-13. They are improved to 5-6. Drive of the game, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Click patrickcars.com. Hamp, go ahead.
Okay, the drive of the game goes to the defense tonight. That's normally something that we talk about with the offense, but guess what, guys? The defense was able to stop the Packers. It was a 13-play, 72-yard drive that finally stalled, and with a pass thrown through the end zone where the defense held them on 4th-and-8 at the end of the game. Not only that, but they shut the Packers out at home in the second half. That is the drive of the game. It was an exclamation point.
Great point, Dan. To second that, any time in this day and age you beat the Packers, especially with Aaron Rodgers, you beat Aaron Rodgers at home, that's an accomplishment. That's a huge accomplishment. Kudos to the defense. Kudos to the Bears.
Shut them out in the second half.
Jay Cutler's going to sleep well tonight, man. That is, I'm sure, a huge monkey off of his back to go into Lambeau. Never beaten Green Bay, 1-12. Everybody knows the record. To walk out of there and think, oh, my God, like, we actually have a chance to run the table. Which brings us to the next game preview, which is sponsored by Arlington Heights Ford. Number one in what matters most, you got 10 days off, and you're coming back home to Soldier Field, OB. How are you feeling about that?
What's more important right now? Is there a trash can in this room?
Oh, my God. Yes, there is.
Where's it at?
Well, there's one over here, and there's one over there. Do you need help? What do you want to throw out?
Well, I'd like to get this.
The spillage. The excess spillage.
Yeah, well, you see, and folks, what we're looking at is a mess over here. And basically, that's what we're going to see in 10 days. That's a Blaine Gabbert-led offense of the 49ers. It's a mess.
Yeah, this is a game that they have to win. They should win, and now, need to win.
Let me jump in right there. Seems to me every time the Bears need that win.
I know.
Now they're coming back, beat the Packers, and now we're at home again. They're coming in our living room, and it seems like every time that happens, bam, it blows right up in our face.
That's why this is critical. I think, if they could come back and continue to play well, then, some – pretty special things may unfold. I mean, there's a lot of football left still.
Well, and let's realize here, too. I mean, I think what's fair here, they're not, despite winning tonight, this is not some powerhouse team. Bears, no matter who they're playing, they're going to have to
battle. It's going to be a fight to the end.
Right. I mean, there's no game that you can point to. Oh,
yeah, no, but look, if they beat Denver last week, Mark, I mean, look, is a whole different scenario. They didn't do it, but they are playing at a level now where they beat the second best team in the AFC, or they should have beaten the second best team in the AFC. They beat the division leader tonight at their place in tough conditions. They're playing really well. So hey, I just want to see them continue to play well.
I think
that's
for all the Bear fans out there, I think what you've seen tonight, that you got to start buying in, just like the players have. And I'm talking to the fans. Because I'll tell you what, I see nothing but good things happen here, not unless some crazy wild catastrophe happens. I see a coaching staff of quality. I think they'll probably bring in some more quality players. And I see nothing but good things in the future for the Chicago Bears. And it's about time that this happens to the damn greatest fans in the land. You people, the Chicago Bear fans, you deserve it, and I think we're going to be on our way. Well, I truly do.
All they got to do is run the table to make the playoffs, one at a time.
But they do. But I mean, you can't get to the next game until
in the right
you
direction.
Win the next one.
I agree. Gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. It was a pleasure to be with you on this.
Hey, is Mark going to be back, or is Johnny going to be here next week again?
Both of us will be in attendance. OB, you want to say thanks to anybody? You look like you got something on your mind.
No. I wonder if it's going to be 93 more years before the Packers agree to a
Thanksgiving game.
I'd just like to say goodnight if he's probably still up and listening. As I told you, my old friend Tony Fioravanti from Proviso High School, He was a great, great quarterback, a great guy. And he's in a fight. He's in a fight. But, Tony, we love you, baby. Hang in there.
All right, guys, we'll miss you on Sunday. I'm coming over to one of your houses, whoever will have me.
Not mine.
There it is.
I'll be out of town.
There it is.
And I'm just going to make an excuse and not answer the door.
So have a good day. Have a good day, Mark.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Craving Gino's East legendary deep dish pizza, handmade with their famous buttery, flaky crust and loaded with the freshest ingredients, then topped with a flavorful sauce. Don't spill anything on your way out, OB.
No.
Bring the family to Gino's East with 10 locations in Chicagoland. You are the man, my brother. See, there he goes in Chicago. The closer than you think, Gino's East. You know this, right? Try the favorite. It's like the meaty legend, the Chicago Fire, or their signature patty-style sausage. If you can't make it to them, yes, of course, Gino's East will come to you. Order pizza delivery to your home or ship this iconic Windy City legend nationwide. For delivery zones and info, visit GinosEast.com.